And as you've been hearing this week, in collaboration with Arizona Public Media in Tucson, KJZZ has been covering the most consequential races this primary election season. A flurry of endorsements for GOP gubernatorial hopeful Karen Taylor Robeson have made the Arizona primary a proxy battle for the state of the Republican Party. As KJZZ's Ben Giles reports, former allies of Donald Trump are backing the opponent of his preferred nominee.
On a chilly January day in Florence, Arizona, Carrie Lake boasted of her endorsement from Trump, but warned her supporters of a tough campaign ahead.
But I'm telling you guys, I'm up against a behemoth. I'm up against the Uniparty and Swamp donors. And I'm told they're going to pour hundreds of millions of dollars into the Arizona gubernatorial race because they don't want me in office.
That behemoth has a name, Karen Taylor Robeson. While hundreds of millions was an exaggeration, the developer has spent a record-setting amount of cash, mostly her own, during the campaign. Once polling in the single digits, Taylor Robeson's money has been well spent. She's the last legitimate candidate standing against Lake in what's now a head-to-head campaign for the GOP nomination. And at this stage in the race, Taylor Robeson isn't going it alone.
Karen is the real deal. Pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-wall. And she'll stand up to Joe Biden and the radical left.
That's Governor Doug Ducey, one of a slew of high-profile Republicans to endorse Taylor Robeson in recent days. Last week, it was former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a one-time Trump ally. This week, it was Trump's former Vice President, Mike Pence. But they weren't just endorsements. They were attacks. On CNN, Ducey criticized Trump's endorsee as fake Lake.
This is all an act. She's been putting on a show for some time now, and we'll see if the voters of Arizona buy it.
It's a common criticism of Lake, whose conservative inclinations began to show before she quit her last job as a local TV anchor. Lake then announced her campaign for governor as a Republican a year ago in June. By September, she'd won Trump's endorsement and continued to repeat the former president's election lies about Joe Biden, including during a televised debate in June.
He lost the election and he shouldn't be in the White House. We had a corrupt election. I'd actually like to ask everybody on this stage if they would agree we had a corrupt, stolen election. Raise your hand.
It's a tactic designed to distinguish herself from Taylor Robeson, who won't go as far as saying the election was stolen, but said in May it wasn't fair to Trump. But the election talking point, despite winning Trump's approval, hasn't grown Lake's base.
Lake's been in the race for several months now, and her number seems to be fairly stalled in the 30s, which would indicate the amount of support that the president and his endorsement got her from the very beginning.
Political consultant Chuck Coughlin said that's because Trump's presence in the campaign and impact on the ballot differs depending on the makeup of the race.
It works very well, say, like in our Senate race, when you have multiple candidates competing and he can pick and choose one of those candidates, which gives him a 10-point bump in the race.
Blake Masters, an acolyte of billionaire conservative power broker Peter Thiel, is benefiting from such an endorsement in a crowded GOP primary for U.S. Senate. But the once-crowded field for governor has thinned. All the while, Taylor Robeson has spent millions marketing herself in a tsunami of TV ads as a more reasonable-sounding Republican.
I started out working for President Reagan, conservative, effective, and an optimist.
Coughlin said it's working, and while the recent endorsements from Pence, Christie, and Ducey will help, they shouldn't get the credit for a Taylor Robeson win Coughlin is now expecting.
Lake seems to be continually narrating a campaign, hoping that the Donald Trump coattails can bring her home. Karen has a more sophisticated narrative, and she's capable of, I think, bringing this home on her own.
If that's not the case, Ducey's endorsement has put him on an awkward collision course with Lake. Ducey also serves as the co-chair of the Republican Governors Association. On CNN, he did not say whether he'd support Lake in November. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.